Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
I'm terrified of being rejected, said Clive. I really just can't handle it anymore. It's too disappointing. It's too painful. I just don't want to put myself out there anymore. Welcome to the Self-Belief Chief podcast. You're here with David Holman. Make sure to subscribe to catch up with the latest episodes. We're releasing content all the time to make sure that we can give you the best coaching we can, give you the best insights, the new science, the new research, and really help you on your way. So, let's begin. So, Clive's talking about being rejected and always feeling like he's being rejected. And he says, I really just can't deal with this anymore. I can't do it. I can't keep putting myself out there and then essentially not being good enough. It's just too uncomfortable. But I want more from life. I want to meet someone. I want to find someone. I want to experience love. I want to experience acceptance and joy. It's the last time I got rejected. It was so painful. It was just in a public place. And we've been together for a little while and just was really blunt and cold about it, this other person. And it just made me feel worthless. But I need to find a way beyond this because otherwise I'm never really going to have what I want in life. So when I work with people and help them deal with the fear of rejection, there's five steps I take them through, right? But to keep it nice and simple, I'm just going to take you through one important ingredient in one of those steps that I think would make a big difference, but I thought would make a big difference to Clive as well. I asked Clive, what do you think rejection means? Clive thinks about it for a while, and then he does a big exhale, and he goes, well, rejection means I'm not good enough, it means I'm not attractive enough, I'm not funny enough, I'm not smart enough, it means that other people are better than me, it means it's useless, it's hopeless, it means that I don't have the qualities that women want, it means I'm going to end up alone and be alone forever. I said, right. I said, well, if I thought that's what rejection meant, I'd be terrified as well. I didn't know that's what it meant, Clive. Should we look it up? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, let's look it up in dictionary. You just told me what a definition of rejection. I didn't know that's what it meant, but should we look it up? Unsurprisingly, that's not the definition of rejection at all. Actually, the definition of rejection is a lot simpler and less dramatic and less intense. But we come up with this meaning for rejection because it is painful, it is uncomfortable, it's horrendous. It's one of the hardest things to really deal with in terms of what someone else can do to us. But that meaning is a choice. Because we can't necessarily control the events in life, but we can control what they mean. He has a meaning for rejection that isn't in the dictionary. It's just one he's chosen, one he's decided, just because it feels uncomfortable. And in many ways, we choose these really difficult, bad definitions for things. Sometimes so we can avoid things. Sometimes so that we have a reason not to put ourselves out there. Like, oh, well, actually, the consequences are so awful, so bad that actually, yeah, I shouldn't need to put in any more effort. It's not worth it. Sometimes we do it just because it allows us to remove ourselves of taking action or remove ourselves of responsibility. Sometimes talking about always being rejected can get people's attention and sympathy and connection and support. There are side benefits to always feeling like you're being rejected. You get connection with yourself. You can feel, oh, woe is me. So we don't want to be rejected, but actually get some side benefits from it sometimes. I said, so Clive, how about we come up with a different definition, right? And maybe what I'm about to say is also a lie, but what you said is a lie because it's not the definition. It's not the meaning of rejection. So let's create another, if we want to call it lie. What if rejection meant redirection? What if rejection meant life is actually looking out for you and there's something better down the road? You might not be able to see it yet, but it's helping you towards something better. What if rejection meant actually this person would really, over the long term, make your life miserable and take you massively off course, and you all the stuff you wanted to achieve in your life, you wouldn't be able to? I've been rejected, and I know how horrendous it is. I can think of times where I couldn't get out of bed for 3 days. I've been there, so I'm not trying to be idealistic, but I'm not saying that we can get to a point where rejection isn't painful. We can get to a point where it's less intense. And part of that, not the only thing, because I use a 5-step model, but part of it is by changing what rejection means to something more empowering. It doesn't mean you have to be happy that what's happened, but something that's empowering, empowering meaning of how it's going to serve you in the future. If you have that, the compounding benefit is when you get rejected, it won't be quite as intense, which will allow you to keep taking action, keep trying, keep looking. And give you, of course, by doing all of that, it gives you a better opportunity of finding what you're really looking for in life. And isn't that much better than just telling ourselves we're worthless, hopeless, useless, and that's what rejection means? Clive certainly thought it was a better definition. And for Clive, it allowed us to take more action. And Clive kept taking action. And it was uncomfortable when he got rejected, but he kept trying, and he kept trying. And we came up with a strategy to help him locate his more ideal partner, or, you know, have a strategy in terms of how to attract a more ideal partner. And because he kept knocking on that door, he found someone. It's possible. But if rejection, the definition you have for it, is way too intense and too dramatic, then that's going to prevent you from taking the necessary action. It will still be uncomfortable, it will still be painful, but it doesn't mean it. Rejection isn't the thing that leads us to what we really, really want and desire, and the best possible thing that life has to offer for us. My name is David Holman. If you change today, the day will change your life. So enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your life. If you want to know more about this, you can visit the Self Belief Chief website. We'll put a link in the description to be able to schedule time with me. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you very, very soon. Just one more thing before you go. So I hope you're enjoying the daily episodes. We put in a lot of work to keep providing content, because to create permanent change needs consistency. To get that consistency, we want to make sure we keep providing you value on a daily basis. But to keep up with that pace, could we ask for one very small favor? If you could take the time to leave a 5-star rating either on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, we'll put a link in the description for you to be able to do so. That really, really helps us out and helps us to keep providing content as frequently as we do. And we'll do one more thing to provide some extra value. If you take a screenshot of your rating or review and send it to selfbeliefchief@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram, I will provide you with a free coaching session with myself. Okay, so it'd be fantastic if you could leave that 5-star rating so we can keep providing content. Just simply click on the link in the description. It'll take you 20 seconds. And if you want to go one step further, take a screenshot of that rating and review, send it to selfbeliefchief@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram, and we'll arrange a free coaching session for you. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and see you on the next episode.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.